She has missed this. People call her an old relic, but they are fools. Winifred Robin is one of the great adventurers. She may be old, but her story is far from complete. Tonight, something has changed. She intends to find out what and why. Winifred was conducting research down in the catacombs when the quake struck. The ground shook, the scrolls trembled. Candles toppled from the walls, snuffed out. A deep sound rumbled towards her, the echo of breaking stone. But it is not so much what she heard as what she felt moments later that intrigued her. A sinister breath, a breeze. It blows towards her now, making the cobwebs dance. She is close. There is a chasm around the next bend, a long black void so thick with thousand-year dark, even the lantern light shies away from it. Winifred does not consider turning back, not for a second. This is a woman who has defeated armies, cheated death, battled gods. There are only two things she fears in all the worlds. Heights are not one of them. Lantern hooked onto her belt, she climbs around the edge. A rock clatters into the chasm. The darkness takes it. She never hears it land. She swipes away the odd spider as she navigates the wall. Hairy, palm-sized things. The breeze swirls around her from the depths, but she makes it safely to the other side. Straightens her crimson cloak. Chances a smile. She proceeds with caution now. The island of Bluehaven is riddled with abandoned mines and passages, but this one has sat here in secret for thousands of years, sealed off from the world. Now, on the second anniversary of the Night of All Catastrophes, 2 years since the quakes began, it has opened. She does not believe in coincidence. She knows secrets are kept for a reason. There is a small rock-hewn chamber at the end of the tunnel. Winifred's lantern splashes golden light upon the walls when she steps inside. She frowns. There are no chasms in here, no spiders. In fact, there is nothing at all. The chamber is empty. She turns on the spot, searching, hoping for a secret passage, another path. Could somebody have been here before her? Climbed up the chasm from a different tunnel? The floor is bare. No footprints. No deathly triggers set into the stone. She paces around the chamber, runs a hand over the back wall, and that is when she finds it. A small, faded symbol. Rust red like dried blood, an ancient hieroglyph, a triangle with one inward curving side, like a ship's sail or a wave, encased within a circle. Incredible. Winifred knows the symbol, has been scouring the great library for 2 years, trying to uncover its meaning, and here it is. It has been right under her feet all along. But how? Why? The symbol calls to her, whispers in a foreign, archaic tongue. She touches it. The symbol flashes white and blinding. A phantom gust of wind howls through the chamber, kicking up her cloak, swirling dust. Winifred tries to pull her hand away from the wall, but it is stuck. Fixed to the symbol, as if seared to a burning hot plate. The pain is excruciating, not in her hand, though, in her head. Winifred sees things, flashes before her eyes, a story unravelling in her mind, like a book read at speed. But not just a story. This is real, or at least it will be. This is a vision of things to come. There is a chase, a cage, a sacrifice. There is a long journey, a trickster,